Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag en ek gesels met kolonel Dave Miller. Colonel, how are you?
Doing very well in yourself, thank you Pietra.
I'm fine, thank you, congratulations for your promotion.
Thank
with
you very
your promotion.
Much. Yes, thank you.
I told the listeners through the whole of December, it's Colonel now, it's not Captain anymore.
Yes, it's taking a little bit of getting used to, but we will get there.
We're talking about school transport and cell phone theft today.
Yeah. So, obviously, schools are back, full swing. Lots of moms and dads are very happy. They've got a little bit of more freedom again.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, with the climate that we live in today, not everybody has the ability to be able to drop off and pick up their children.
Yeah.
So we do make use of a lot of school transport facilities that are available, both public transport as well as private transport.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very important, especially if you're using private transport for your children, to make sure that you do a bit of homework in terms of that company, those people that are transporting your kids. Unfortunately, so often we come across vehicles that are overloaded with children.
Yeah.
Guys that are driving recklessly and just dropping kids off without any thought about it and so forth. So if you are considering using private transport,
yes.
Make sure that you do a bit of due diligence and speak to the school about the people that are coming there. Have they had any complaints? Speak to other parents and things like that as well. It's a little bit of homework for you to do. But you will know then at the end of the day that you're going to have a bit of peace of mind with regards to your child's safety as well.
Yeah, I saw in our Ruslow group, the safety group that people ask for transport for their children.
Yeah. So it's important, like I said. I mean, you've got to do a bit of homework there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many people, and some of their intentions are good. And these things usually start off quite well, okay, because it's the beginning of the year and they need to get a bit of a name going for themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not just at the initial time period where you need to do a little bit of homework. You need to do consistent investigations. Ask your child, how is the man driving? Is he this? Is he that? How is the lady driving? You know? And if there's any problems, then you need to address it immediately with the owner of that company.
And if you use Uber, make sure it's your Uber driver coming, not just some random guy stopping there.
Yeah. So obviously teach your children.
Yeah.
Most of them will have the apps. They will usually, nowadays, depending on the age of the child, they will usually have the app themselves. But you need to instill in them the habit of checking registration, asking for the driver's name, who is the person that is coming to pick you up, what is the type of vehicle, what registration, and so forth.
Yeah.
Don't just be waiting in the Uber pickup spot and jump into the first car that comes there, unfortunately.
Thank you so much, Colonel.
Pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy.